Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Tell Barb she needs to take a shower.
Yeah, you heard that. Go take a shower, woman. So what are you up to?
I'm gonna
Oh.
podcast. And welcome
To
to
Geek
Geek Brunch.
Brunch, where we're gonna go over all the NFL games today.
It's excellent.
You could have live commentary by Bill as he describes play by play.
Play by play. I have it on. I have four monitors with each of the games on. They're muted though. I don't know if you know this, but you can watch sports muted and still follow the plot line.
You can.
Yes.
You educate so many people, and you do it for free on
For
this
free. I
podcast.
know I well, not for free. I mean, I do have that the side thing where people pay me.
Oh, for the recordings.
Yeah. Well, on the street when I saw them on the street, but
How's that working for you? Parental advice recordings. Just like, play me.
hang on, my quality. Get offline. My children are stealing my quality. Son of a bitch.
Don't know why they do that.
Why do they steal my quality?
Why do they have to be plugged in all the time? Why can't they just read a comic book?
I know. Ugh, kids these days.
You should teach
They're
them comic.
permanently connected to the internet.
Teach them comic books.
I do. They read comic books.
Well, tell them to read comic books during when we record. Say, oh, the other time you could be on the internet. During this time you're reading comic books.
Congregate.
It's comic book time.
I'm gonna talk about comics, and you read comics.
You will read this graphic novel and tell me what it means afterwards.
It's called Cross 100.
By Alan Moore, one of the all-time greats.
So what have you been up to?
No good. I've been reading a lot of old stuff. I almost watched Flesh for Frankenstein.
I saw you post a couple of those. I've never even heard of those movies.
Supposedly, Andy Warhol was the producer, but he didn't do anything with them. But I don't know. It's supposed to be like cult films.
So they out of his like group or whatever?
Yeah,
'Cause he hung out with like a
they're
bunch of
supposed to be
artsy
like
types, right?
rated X in 1973, like whatever 1973 X were, not triple X, but X was at the time.
Yeah, they had X back then.
Yeah. But you have scenes like where the other one is Blood for Dracula. And so he did a Frankenstein and a Dracula movie. And in Blood for Dracula, my coworker was telling me, well, he's the one that lent me the movies. He was telling me that he can only drink virgin blood. And he gets really ill when he runs across a bunch of whores and he drinks their blood.
Oh, it's not pure blood.
Yeah.
Because blood is somehow affected by sex. Don't ask me how, but.
Diseases. I don't know.
Yeah, but you can be a non-virgin and not have diseases.
Maybe in the Transylvania you couldn't.
That's true. Back in the olden days, yeah, you had sex once, that's it, you're done. Who knows how many things are going around.
That's right.
But that is the case, like in all those old like myths and legends, it's always virgin blood, right? But what's the difference between virgin blood and regular blood? There's no difference. It doesn't
It's
change your blood.
pure.
How's it pure? Like, what impurity is introduced?
It's like if you get filtered water versus unfiltered water. If you want to grab some water out of your toilet bowl, then go ahead. Or you could have this filtered
So
bottled
you're saying once a woman has sex, she's basically a toilet bowl. I do not co-sign this analogy.
Well, I didn't say it had to be a woman.
That's true.
Could be a man, too.
When have they ever drunk men's virgin blood or used men's virgin blood in anything?
I'm sure there's quite a few porns that have done that.
Yeah, that's probably true.
We'd have to get the expert on that, Daryl Taylor, to tell us.
Oh, the porn corner, Daryl's porn corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I looked if those movies were at my library, but they didn't have them. Not surprisingly. That'd be awesome if they did. I'd be like, man, they're the best library in the world.
They have good ratings on the back. Like Rex Reed says, utterly hilarious. The New York Daily News says, horror at its ultimate. Newsweek says, just the right amount of fantasy and reality, consistently re amusing. Philadelphia Daily News says, a comedy triumph. It will have you cringing and howling gleefully. The Village Voice says, perverse and entertaining. And After Dark says, a super gore, super sexy delight. There you go.
Interesting. So you haven't watched them yet?
No.
Gotta find the right time.
Haven't had time. There's too much good TV on. And then I'm reading comic books, so I am going to watch one tonight, though. I have to get him his movie back. He cherishes these movies.
So he found out you didn't see him, and he's like, "You have to see him. You have to, dude."
Well, he knows I like B films, so
Yeah, B films and horror, so it's right up your alley.
yeah. So I'll
Interesting.
probably check that out. What are you watching?
I got I haven't watched it yet, but the next thing I'm gonna watch is Snowpiercer. I got that from the library.
That's out already? I
Yeah, I
thought
think it
that was
just.
just at the theaters.
No, it just came out on DVD.
I want to see that.
Fairly recently, yeah. I never read the comic, but or the graphic novel or whatever it was.
I didn't even know it was a comic.
Yeah, it was a European comic. I think it was released in America, like, I don't know, Humanoids or one of those in a book or something.
Ah.
But yeah, I got that, and I got something else too, but I don't remember what it is. But yeah, Snowpiercer, I'm looking forward to reading. I love those dystopian tales. The other one is Night Moves. I don't even know what that is. Night
Working
Moves.
on a night move.
Sounds good. Night Moves. Check out my Night Moves. I don't know. It's got that Jesse Eisenberg, Dakota
Lex Luthor.
Fanning, and Peter Sarsgaard. I like him. Suspense thriller.
There you go.
See, there you go. That'll be on the next Geek Brunch
Yeah, we'll talk. This
teaser.
is you. This has been Geek Brunch coming attraction. We hope you enjoyed the show.
That's right. Yeah, we have nothing for you today, but well, today we're just going to tell you about everything we're going to watch and read.
Next week.
Yeah, for next week.
So you could join in if you like.
That's right. Yeah.
How
So
about that?
play along. Yeah, play along. We'll most likely get to those things. Maybe. There's a chance.
You see all those donuts that were I posted?
Yeah, those are good.
Yeah.
I could eat one of those.
Just eat one. Next time I see you, me and Daryl, if we're at a convention, are gonna hold you down and just shove
Stuff donuts in my mouth.
donuts in your mouth.
It's not that I don't like donuts. Donuts are quite delicious.
No, but you can't eat like a bird. You're gonna eat that whole box of donuts. Eat this donut, or we'll shove it in there through any orifice. We'll shove it in
Show it in. It's going in one way or the other, one end or the other.
the other.
You are not getting up until this donut is, this box is gone. So you ate the whole box?
No, I only ate two donuts. Actually, the brand, I don't even remember. It's like Southern Maids or something like that. I don't know. It's not to my liking as much as like a Krispy Kreme or a Dunkin' Donut. But I don't
Yeah.
go to the farm and pick them right off the tree like
Oh,
you
you don't get the fresh farm one.
do.
Those are good. We don't get those very often. That's just around Halloween.
Yeah.
Pumpkin ones. We got a grocery store chain here, like a smaller grocery chain store that we have one really close to us that has really good donuts. We haven't found, they're better than Dunkin' Donuts, I think.
But I this is coming from somebody that just eats grass. So I don't know what your palate's like. I don't know.
I eat, they're good. They're like really crunchy and dry. They're d I like a donut when it's really dry and like sticks to your teeth. Oh man, that's
Oh, nasty.
not good. And when the glaze is like not glaze anymore, it's just like
Just
liquid.
melted off.
Yeah. Oh man, that's
That
good.
sounds like a great grocery store. Is it a vegan grocery store? Do they have meat?
Yeah, they have meat.
Oh, thank God.
Not only do they have meat, they have like a grill there where you could buy the meat and they'll cook it for you.
You're gonna take grilled meat?
You take grilled meat home.
That's weird. Unless you're gonna eat it right there. I never heard of that.
I
That
think you
seems
just take it
bizarre.
home. I think it's popular. They're always cooking stuff. You take it home and
But
eat it.
the time you take it home though, it's already you have 20 minutes or more and it's already cold. And then you have to reheat it, and that dries the meat.
I don't know. I've never done it before, but
Well, I'm sure you haven't.
we're only like 5 minutes from the store, so literally I could go there, get some meat cooked, and be back here and be eating it like in 10 minutes.
What are you? You don't even eat meat.
No,
Can you get fish cooked?
I could get some. Yeah, you can get, yeah, I think you can get fish cooked.
Well, there you go. You take them your little tube of fish. And just spill
Here, throw this on
it
the grill. Squirt this on the grill for me.
grill. And I will take it home and eat it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Here's
Well,
some.
no, I was thinking more like put some, th throw some meatless meatballs on there, grill them up nice.
That's. You can't even
Meatless.
call it. Just call it a.
Meatless ball.
No, don't put the word meat in it. You don't even need to say that. Call it like a
A ball.
Satan ball or just the ball or
Just a ball. Balls.
hairy ball or something like
Round balls
that.
of soy balls. I guess we call them soy
What do you
balls.
call them? Soy balls?
How come meatball?
Why would you call it a meatball?
Well,
Meatless meatball? That's bullshit.
it's because meatball sounds appetizing. Soy ball does not sound appetizing.
But you don't, if you're gonna eat a meatless meatball, you don't give a fuck about meat anyway. Like, you don't wanna even touch meat. You don't even wanna hear the sound of it.
Right, so why would.
Why would you wanna call it meatless meatball? Fuck
Well,
that.
because what else are you
Like
supposed to
a,
call it so that people know what it's imitation of?
call it a soy ball.
Who's going to buy soy balls?
You!
Yeah, I probably would, but
Satan balls. Whatever you cook.
Satan rice balls.
There
We
you
can't call them
go.
rice balls because there's already rice balls, and people would be pissed off because they're not. These aren't rice balls. These are meatless meatballs.
I guess if we change things, we'd have a post-apocalyptic war with all the vegans. They would rebel. They need to know it tastes like meat. I don't get that. That's ridiculous.
It's not that it tastes like it, it's that it's a substitute for it. Used in place of.
What does that make you feel?
What do you mean, what does it make you feel?
You're eating a second-rate meatball.
Or an improved meatball.
We'll call it that. Call it an improved ball.
Could just call it a non-meatball.
Are you, no, don't use the word meat. Take meat out of it. Call it anything you want.
Non-meat, comma, ball.
No, but you use meat again.
Ball-shaped
There you go.
ball. Ball-shaped soy
Call it a
protein.
vegan ball.
I'm sure there's some companies that call them other
Protein
names,
ball
protein
or something
balls.
like that.
No, because then you get like the weightlifters and stuff wanting their protein balls, and they'll say, "What the fuck is this?"
And then they'll, why does this taste like shit? It looks like a meatball, but it tastes like shit.
Although, don't those guys, those protein drinks, I don't think they're in it for the taste.
Yeah. What are you taping
Those
up?
protein bars. I'm just. Oh, my tape's upside down. That's the problem.
What are you gonna bag and board your comics
I'm
and
bagging and boarding while we're talking. Oh, I got a bag and board. I don't board. I got a bag, though.
So you have all these flimsy comics.
Yeah, flimsy comics.
You don't make them sturdy.
They're in boxes.
They're
Sturdy
limp.
enough.
You have limp comics.
I do have limp comics. Well, boards takes up so much room.
It does.
That would be ridiculous. Some people don't even bag them. I don't understand that logic at all.
Some of them don't board them. I don't understand that
If they're bagged, they're still protected. And if they're in a box, then they're already standing up next to each other, so they're not going anywhere.
But they can bend.
And I stuff them good.
I'm sure. You stuff like five comics in one bag?
No, I do. No, I mean, like in the box, there's enough of them that they're upright.
I can't imagine going through one of your boxes. What? There's no number twos. What the fuck? I can't continue this story. I already just see one.
I should do a box of just like all my number ones that I don't have any other issues of to see. Then I can just have my number one boxes. That's a good idea.
There you go. It's probably all your comics that you buy now.
Nowadays, pretty much the case. Except for a few instances. But all the old stuff I have, the full runs. Anything prior to 1990? No, that's not true. Depends on this. Any of the series that I started the runs in the 80s that I have full runs of.
That's when you were eating meat.
That is when I was eating meat.
That's when. There
We found the correlation.
you go.
If you don't eat meat, you can't read a number two for some
That's
reason.
right. Some weird reason, you can only see what's new. You can't finish a story.
Can't finish the story. It's because you don't get enough protein, so you get distracted too easy.
It's like ADD.
Yeah, you have ADD, so you just read number ones. All the number ones.
Speaking of number ones, do you want to talk about Roman Ritual number one?
Sure, Roman Ritual from Amigo Comics.
I did not order any more of these. I don't know why.
Just hey, I'm wearing off on you. That's why.
I must have had a meatless meatball that day or something. Someone pulled a fast one on me.
Wait a second, what happened?
I've eaten turkey balls before.
They're
Tur
good, but they're so
turkey
small.
meatballs. Yeah, but they're good.
I don't know if I've had a turkey meatball. Why do they call it a meatball if it's turkey? It should be called a turkey ball.
Be You threw it back at me, son of a bitch. It should be called a turkey ball.
Turkey chicken ball. Or poultry ball. Okay, so Roman Ritual, number one, from Amigo Comics, written by El Torres, with art by Jaime Martinez. And this is about exorcisms, essentially, right?
Yeah.
So the story starts out where you meet the main character, who is a priest, and he's off in some... Where is he, Brazil or something? I can't remember where they said he was.
He's in the near the Amazon.
Oh, yeah, he's in the Amazon. And he's curing this girl, this little girl who is possessed.
The artist did a really creepy looking depiction, though, where her legs were like folded over her shoulders.
Oh, where she's tied to the bed?
As she's,
yeah, that was awesome.
Well, she's like leaning, she's laying on her belly.
Right.
But her legs are like folded over her shoulders so that her feet are planted on the bed.
Yeah, because her arms are tied to the back posts of the bed and her legs are over her shoulders tied to the front posts. And she's like, and her eyes are all white and she's freaking out. Yeah, that's one of the things. So the art in this was awesome, I thought.
Yeah, it was really, really good. Really good for this type of book.
Yeah, it was above, I think, what I've seen in the past from... Well, that's not actually true. I think Amigo's had pretty good art all along. You know,
yeah, I agree. They've had Ripe do some of the stuff. And I usually read Rogues from them.
Right.
Which are like the Barbarian book. And
yeah,
they have pretty
like
good artists on it. Yeah, that's the one that usually is their main title.
Right, that's their main ongoing
this title. One? I think I was cutting back or something. Did you even order number two?
No, but I'm going to...
The bad thing about this Amigo is they don't trade their stuff too often.
No, I don't think they... I don't know if they have any trades out, do they?
Yeah, I don't think they do.
Yeah, so I'll email DCBS and get the rest of this one.
Well, I'm going to have to try to do that too, and hopefully they see my order and see your order, and they say, we only have one. Let's give it to this guy.
Mike orders more, so he should get them. I'll have to put a note in mine. If Mike Myers tries to order these, tell him no.
Yeah, like they'll listen to you.
They'll be like, oh, okay. Yeah, so I like this. I thought it was... Like so, then it goes on, and then the priest gets a call to go back to Rome because he's needed, and it turns out that he wasn't excommunicated, but he was kind of asked to leave Rome. It seems like, and I don't remember if they said what he did. Did they say that?
No, they didn't say what he did. But whatever he did, he has like a bad reputation and had to be exiled out of Italy.
Right.
Like he couldn't come back. But I was hoping you could do some Latin because you've done all.
Oh, because I'm multilingual.
Yeah, so like if you flip to the page where the girl's in that one pose that we talked about, and you go over and he's reading from the Bible in Latin, I was hoping you could tell us what that says.
You want me to translate it or read the Latin?
No, I want you to read the Latin because you're multilingual.
Sure. Well, I'm afraid to read it though because I don't want to.
Well, I'll do the voice of the girl, and you do the Italian piece.
Okay, all right.
Latin.
Okay, where do you want to start?
Just where he's reading from the Bible on the page opposing where she's
okay. So he says
on the bed.
I'm not going to exchange wisecracks with you. Omnipotens Domine verbum de partis Christi Jesu Deus Dominus.
Oh, Johnny, chanting for these fowls. Softly once more, it's useless. Lisa the slut accepted us willingly, she's ours.
Ecce circuitum domini, fugit partis adversae.
She's ours.
Domine exile, orum numum meum.
Oh, there's more. Deus et pater domine nostro, Jesus Christi, invocum notum sanctum tuum.
Da, 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 da.
Scritch. Domine sancti. Exorizo. T is mudism. Spiritus omnis. Incurso adversari. Omni phantasm. Omni lego. In
lego.
Nos riti. Jesu Christi. Eradicare.
That was brilliant.
Thank you.
That you are a man of many talents. That was.
I got to apologize. I screwed up the pronunciation of one word there.
Lego.
Lego. It's legio.
Legos.
Lego my Legos. So that is just a taste of what you'll find in Roman ritual.
That's what you'll get. And then on the next page, I say, "You're a Christ cocksucker! Shut up!" So that's pretty violent. But you heal me.
She's ours! We will rape her soul in hell!
Yeah. And then a helicopter comes. And they whisk him off to Italy because the head of that church is dying on his deathbed, and he says, "We need you because there's possessions happening." And he will, he does go reluctantly.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a creepy scene with a nun in a cab or like whatever vehicle picked him up.
Oh, the ghost.
Yeah, ghost he sees maggots on the floor, and he like steps in it. And then he follows stopped the car, and then he gets out, and there's a nun there, and I guess that's the nun that he saw.
Well, he goes inside, and then there's the whatever it's called, where they have candles for the dead nun. I think it was the dead nun that he saw in the car. Yeah, she passed away 25 years ago. So she was kind of warning him. Or she was kind of possessed, right?
Yeah, she was possessed by whatever demon has taken over this place, and it's even getting worse because at the end of the book you find out who they've possessed.
Yeah, that was a nice twist at the end. Yeah, and I guess they kind of sent that dead ghost nun to him. To the demon is like warning him. He's like, "What are you doing here in Rome? Get the hell out."
Mm-hmm.
Rome is ours. You can't win. So it's going to be this rogue priest who is going to have to fight these demon possessions.
Yeah, I'm going to have to. I don't even remember this book being solicited, like past number one. So, I'm going to thumb through the previews I didn't throw away and see if I see it.
I believe it has been solicited. But I don't think, because this one was, I think it's been delayed, because I think this one was solicited a while ago.
If it was, our chance of getting it is probably slim.
Oh, if it's been delayed, I would say our chances are much better.
I don't know. Depends how you look at it. Oh, Roman Ritual number 2 was solicited in October. Wow, so they are behind. Well, this is
for October.
Yeah, for October.
Yeah, because the first one was solicited in July, September, so October. Yeah, they're about a month behind.
So if I look at November's, does it have it?
I figure as long as the number 2 has not come out yet, because the number 1 just came out, so I think there's a chance.
Yeah, I fell behind in that other series I liked. I guess I never sent them an email, or they never added it to my order, as And Emily is Gone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was too late on that one. By the time I read number one, I think number two or three was already out, so I knew there was no chance. But I did notice there's a trade solicited this month for Emily Is Gone. So that's highly. I recommend that one too. That was really good.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna do it right now while we're talking. I'm gonna send him an email. Please add number 2 through 4 because they've already all been solicited.
Oh, I better do it quickly too then. Race.
Well, you can't because your internet sucks. So
that's right. Send, damn it! No,
son of a bitch.
No, I really like the art though. I gotta see if this guy did other things. They did a great job with this. Very atmospheric, and there's like the coloring is like a painted kind of style.
Yeah.
It was really, the coloring was real good too. Especially like all the possessed people.
A great cover too. It's like a woman that's contorted on a weird looking cross.
Yeah.
And she's strapped to the cross with like barbed wire. It's pretty awesome. It's a good comic. I'm glad that you had me read that because I probably would have waited.
It would have sat there.
And then I didn't read the rest of them. I mean, it wouldn't have just sat there. By the time I got to it, the other 4 issues would have probably been out.
I bet they did have no chance.
The thing with Amigo is I don't think they order a lot of them. So.
Right.
I think me and you are the only two that ordered this.
I doubt that, but yeah, I don't think it's a big seller.
I wouldn't doubt that.
I don't know why I didn't order. I'm actually surprised I didn't order the rest of them right off the bat. I guess I wanted to try it first.
Yeah,
I've liked what they've done so far though, so. I guess I was, since I've been able to get their stuff in the past. Because you figure, I don't know. I don't know how it works on the Diamond side. Like when a comic store like can place additional orders for things. I think it just depends if Diamond has it in stock or not. So I don't know how much stock of this Diamond will have. Like, I don't know for a book like this, if they just get enough to fulfill the orders they have that come in, or if they get additional copies to.
Well, I would think if they're DCBS, they get some additional, but if there's a lot of people like that meet me and you right now that are doing this.
Right. Who?
Maybe they don't. Maybe they anticipate like 10% or something like that, right? 10% of what they originally ordered and say, well, I'll have these in stock in case people do this. And it's
probably. Well, and they have a store too, so they. They order some for the store.
But even then, like, I don't think I could go to any stores in all of Colorado Springs and find this on the shelf.
Yeah.
Which is not good. And in Denver, I'm sure there's a few stores I could go to, but there's not a lot. And I'm glad you had me do this because I'm going to go. I have to add for Hermes Press. The Phantom. The Phantom.
What do you have to add?
2. The Phantom number 3. And number 4, I think.
You only got the number 1 of that one, too?
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, you must have been. Your protein levels must have been low that month.
Well, that one I was going to not get, but. No, that. I didn't order the Phantom number 1. I impulse bought that at the comic shop. They did have that one.
Yeah, but I guess Phantom is a little different than the stuff you usually get.
I got to go back and look at see if those have all been solicited.
So what you want to talk about Phantom number 1?
Yeah, did you read it?
No, I didn't get it.
Oh, why not?
I've never really been into. I don't have a real history with the Phantom.
Well, why not start now? You didn't have a history with Roman Ritual.
That's true. I have a history with El Torres, though.
Oh, you do? What do you get from El Torres?
Well, of his stuff? Well, he does. I like Rogues, although I don't get it. I don't know why. And he did that. He did Westwood Witches, which I liked.
Did you get the whole thing or just one?
I got the whole thing of that one.
Oh, okay.
I like that, and I liked.
What is the latest? A couple
other things.
Do you know what the latest previews was? November,
what do you mean?
December, January. Son of a bitch.
What are you asking?
I have to walk into the bathroom because that's where my previews are.
Oh, do you have the wireless now?
Yeah.
Nice.
So January is the latest. So November was number 3, 4. December. I just want to make sure I get my order right. Hermes. Good listening. Yeah, number 3. And then the latest preview has number 4, so I wouldn't ask for that one because I haven't placed that order yet.
So it was good?
I liked it. It's not a groundbreaking title. It's the Phantom. Which, if you know the Phantom a little bit, which is interesting because there's a new Phantom book coming out from Dynamite, too.
Okay. Now, is this a new... Oh, this is Peter David wrote it.
Yeah, Peter David. I've always been curious of their Phantom collections. And I got to see some at the... They're pretty nice. Number 4 is solicited, so I just need to ask for 2 and 3. Number 4 I'll order accordingly.
It looks like for the collections, they have a lot of stuff because they have the dailies, the Sundays, and then they have the gold key.
Yeah, it's the gold key ones that I was curious about.
You're interested in, yeah.
Or the Charlton ears. I thumbed through them at Baltimore because the Hermes Press was there. I was really curious because, you know, Hermes Press tends to put out like books for Free Comic Book Day. And they put out like Buck Rogers newspaper editions or the Phantom, and they put out really shitty copies. And what I mean about that is they're like reprinted on the page, and then the text is so small that as you get older, it's harder to read. And I was like, man, I wouldn't ever want to buy one of these collections if the
Read it.
If it was in this font and it was hard to read and it was produced like this Free Comic Book Day. So that's why in Baltimore I was thumbing through it and I said, oh, these are nice and big like you'd expect in a collection. You know what I mean? It just that the Free Comic Book Day left such a bad taste in my mouth. I tried to read the Flash Gordon one because I wanted to, but it was so distracting from my eyesight, even with my glasses off, because, you know, as we get older, sometimes you get...
Yeah, you lose the close-up.
You lose the close sight. But that didn't help. So,
So is it just that the books are bigger so you can see it better? Like, do they shrink?
No, I think they just put it out in bad quality for
How's that going to get people to want to get your books?
Well, that's what turned me off. Like, I wouldn't have wanted to get it.
I don't understand that marketing strategy. Doesn't seem like it would work. You still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. So, yeah, I've actually never read any Phantom, and I didn't see the movie either.
Yeah, so let me talk a little bit about that. So this was Sal Velluto. I know I've read seen his art several places before. I just can't pick it out. But this series just started. It's brand spanking new. This comic just came out this week, and it opens up just giving you his origin, how he was with his father on this ship and a bunch of pirates destroyed the ship, burned the ship, and he made it off to an island where he was greeted by a tribe and eventually became the Phantom. And then it cuts to the present day where the Phantom has like this open relationship with his wife, and he protects a lot of the tribes and people of Africa, and they're invaded by modern day pirates. And these pirates are after some artifact that they're trying to get out of the elders, and they won't tell them. And it's supposed to lead to some like mythical gold city or something. And Phantom is busy trying to have sex with his wife, and one of the guys comes on a horse and is like, "Hey, this kid escaped, and there's these pirates, and you need to come." And him and his wife go to try to find out what's going on. And his wife went with them, and she comes and sees these pirates, and she's like saying, she pretends to be lost, and it's like, "I'm lost. What's going on here?" And these guys are going to obviously rape her because they're like, "You're not with another man?" And she says, "Well, I'm with somebody." And well, Devil is the dog, and the dog just attacks these dudes, and then the Phantom comes with his horse and shoots up these guys. But at the end, there's this guy who looks like Commandy. And there's another... The Phantom is rumored to be immortal. But what the legacy of the Phantom is, he's supposed to breed with a woman, have a son, and then give the son the legacy of the Phantom. And it goes from generation to generation. So In the tribes, they think that he's immortal. Like, the Phantom is a ghost. The ghost who walks, you know, to the tribe. He always exists. But there's also another immortal he runs into at the end, and that's the cliffhanger, because he gets the shit knocked out of him by this guy. So we'll see what happens. But I enjoyed it. It was good.
Cool.
And Dynamite's releasing a lot of the King Syndicate characters in January's previews, like Mandrake, the Magician, the Phantom, several of them. Prince Valiant. So they're going to have a lot of new number ones in this coming previews.
Uh-oh. Oh, yeah, Flash Gordon.
Yeah, Flash Gordon. There's one that I've never heard of. All the others I've heard of.
Are you going to get all of these?
Oh, yeah. I'm a Dynamite freak. Jungle Jim is the one that I haven't heard of.
Let's see. He is the forest. Welcome to the king. Full rustic wars. And well, they got a lot of like bolded or uppercase words here. Bestial buster and unforgiving terrain and impossible origins and enigmatic abilities. And these descriptions are very poor. Really, really weird monkeys. I don't know. It's about a guy who lives in the jungle with monkeys.
By Paul Tobin and Sandy Jarro. I know who Paul Tobin is. I don't know who that artist is. Brian Clevenger and Brett Schoonover are doing the Phantom.
Yeah, so
I... Mandrake is Robert Langridge. You like Roger, don't you? Mm-hmm. And Jeremy Treese and Nate Crosby and Ron Salas on Prince Valiant. Flash Gordon's Brian Aker and Ben Blacker, and they all have Darwin Cook covers, mm-hmm. interconnecting covers. So that'll be interesting. Well, my email is off, so hopefully they add that to my order.
To see which ones they can grab for you.
Sometimes I read a book, like I'll like read a number one and I'll say, "Oh, that's pretty awesome." And then in my mind, I don't remember that I sent the email. I think I did. Can't remember and if you I sent don't. It or not.
Yeah.
What else do you got?
We'll do this one. I read Witches number one from Image Comics.
Oh, I did read that.
This is the new Scott Snyder jock book that appears to be about witches that haunt forests. And they're kind of like more like spirit witches than traditional witches. Hence spelling it with a Y, witches with a Y. So this starts out, well, I guess not starts out, but this is about a family who has just moved to this new town because they have a teenage daughter, and in the old town, the teenage daughter was having troubles with a bully, and then the bully went missing, and everyone blamed it on the girl that she killed the bully. And she didn't know exactly what happened because she got, like, knocked out. And then you find out that there's... Well, yeah, there's something that seems to be following the family around, right?
It's got, like, a Blair Witch Project type feel to it, I think.
Where there's something in the woods.
Yeah, there's something going on. But whatever, like, it is like a possession or whatever that's following them around. So whatever happened where they previously were, where the boy died, has now followed them here. And it seems to be, like, embedded in trees. Like, there's something going on with the trees.
Yeah, the witches are in the trees or travel through trees or something. So what do you think of it?
I liked it. I am going to add it to my pull list. I didn't like it as much as like Roman Ritual, but I liked it well enough, and I want to see where they're going with it.
Where they're going with it, yeah. Yeah, because what was the end? Yeah, the ending was pretty interesting, so where they kind of left it, so. Yeah, I liked it too. I thought it was, well, Scott Snyder, so you know the writing is pretty decent, so.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully he ends it in a satisfying manner. And I'm sure it sold well.
Oh, I think it did. I think it had like record-breaking numbers for Image, whatever that is.
Yeah.
It had a second printing, so that's a good sign. And I think it was because it was Scott Snyder, it was like a bigger book. Like it wasn't like a obscure number one.
Right, the first printing was probably pretty high in the first place. He's got the name.
I read Denver graphic novel, which was a Kickstarter.
Okay.
Which had a wonderful Amanda Connor. Well, I guess whatever I chose. Came with a print, but it's like on matted paper. It looks really nice. I would post it, but it's got a lot of nudity. But it's got a woman with a gun and she's naked. It's pretty hot. But the cover, that's not the cover. This is a Kickstarter book, which I like Palmiotti and Gray's Kickstarters. It's a post-apocalyptic book. And, They give you the setting early on, but there's something that crashes into the moon's gravitational pull, which causes the oceans to go nuts in the future. And when that happens, everything gets flooded except certain places. Like people are going to the Himalayas, you know, all the places that have mountains and stuff, so they could survive. Because it's above water. So there's only a few parts around the world that are above water. And Denver is one of them because it's the Mile High City. So there's politics in there, so they don't like let people in and out. Like they have these guards that patrol the near the ocean and they won't let people in. But they'll let people in periodically, like if they go through paperwork and stuff and then say, oh yeah, we'll let you in if somebody passes away or, you know, somebody dies inside of here. They open up two positions. So it's basically keeping a fixed size of people so they can keep food and stuff on the table and stuff and move people in. Well, it opens up with the family coming in, and they're letting these two people in, but they find out that the woman has strapped a baby to her stomach, and they can't allow three people in. Well, they end up killing the husband, but I think they let the woman live with the baby because now there's a position open. And then that happens again the second night. Well, they introduce his wife, which is really weird. It's like he's got this wife. It's his second wife. And she seems real sexual. Like he has sex with his wife a lot. And but their relationship is a little off. Well, later on, you find his wife is actually working with somebody on the outside. And she's been undercover for many years and feeding him information. But they're going to frame this guy, essentially. They're going to kidnap his wife, which his wife is already in on the gig, and pretend, hey, we'll kill your wife if you don't let these three ships in. Well, he has to let these ships in, and he does that, and then it's trying to get these guys, these terrorists that have how would you call them terrorists if they're just trying to survive? They're doing it violently, but they're just trying to survive. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. They're pretty vile and they kill people. So as soon as they boat in there, the crime rate goes up and they know something's wrong. But it's a good book, especially if you like post-apocalyptic stuff. And it looks like there could be something next, you know, because it ends. It's the end for now, but they do foil the plot.
So you think they'll do more in this world?
They could. They had a second sex and violence comic book, so I don't see a Kickstarter, which I supported. So they could do a Denver Volume 2, and I'd support it again. That's Palmiotti and Gray with art by Brito. And I liked his artwork a lot. The only thing I didn't like is he kept on like inking like lines underneath the eyeballs, and I don't know why he would do that. But it made it look like they had a line, like football players, you know how they sometimes put those black marks under the eyes?
Mm-hmm.
It had a weird effect on some of the scenes. But yeah, Denver was a pretty cool comic. It's nice done in one graphic novel. It's the one Kickstarter I'll always support because they know how to do a Kickstarter. You don't feel gypped or anything. You get exactly what you pay for, and you get it within 3 to 4 months of paying for it. So
yeah. Yeah, that's nice. Especially, I mean, if you have the model that they have where you're going to be bringing out a new Kickstarter every 6 months or whatever, you need to do that because otherwise you're going to lose people. So
yeah,
if people know that if they support it and you're going to get your stuff quickly, then they're more likely to continue to get stuff. It's interesting that they're going this route, releasing all their stuff, because I don't think any of these have been solicited through Diamond.
Some of them have through Image. Let's see, Retrovirus has been an Image solicitation.
Okay, but it's like...
They're usually slow, and they're
like a year later or something?
They're usually a year or two later, and they usually don't have the exclusive, like...
A cover?
Whatever they have, these are exclusive to this deal. So, yeah, that's a good Kickstarter. I'm happy with it. Do you have any others?
Yeah, I read Pirouette number one from Black Mask.
Oh, I wanted to buy that, but I didn't order it.
It was good. It's a story of a clown at a circus. It's a story of this girl. I don't think they say her age. She's probably early 20s, maybe late teens, early 20s. And she's a clown in the circus, and she's not real happy there. Actually, she kind of hates it there. She actually wants to be a trapeze artist, but she's stuck being a clown.
How do you spell it?
Pirouette.
I don't even know how to spell that.
P-I-R-O UETTE.
Okay, I found it.
Heroit. So this young disgruntled young clown at this circus, and she wants to move up and be a trapeze artist, but her father is like the head. Her parents are also clowns, and I think her father's like in charge of something or another. But you come to learn that she's been abused by her father, so she obviously wants to get away from him. And her mother knows about it, but turns her cheek. And at one point in the book, she takes off her clown makeup, and then her mother sees her without it and gets mad at her and makes her put it back on again. Actually, they force it back on her. And then at the end of the book, there's kind of a twist where she learns some additional information, which actually is pretty interesting and to set it up for the rest of the series. So I like this. I thought it was some of the writing. So I think it was a little overwritten in some parts, but not too bad. And I really like the artwork. Let me see who did the... So it was written by Mark L. Miller with art by Carlos Granda. And it was brought out by, it said Black Mask. So I liked it. It was good. And if you like... So basically it's the story of a young girl who's in the circus and doesn't like it, and she's going to trying to get out.
Yeah, I didn't order that, but I saw it on the release thing, and I was like, maybe if it showed up like the Phantom at the comic shop, I would have impulse bought it to at least try it. Matter of fact, I didn't get finished with it, and I can't even tell you what it's about because I didn't finish with it, but I was reading Black Mass God Killer, which I think was a resolicited book. They were going to...
Which one was it? God Killer.
Yeah, they were going to... They originally solicited all in 1 month, so all 5 issues came out in 1 month, and then they drew it back and resolicited it 1 per month. And
really?
Yeah, this is by Matt Puzzolo and Anna McCracker Weisnick. McCracker, that's an interesting middle name or maiden name. And it's illustrated by Anna too. So I'm not too crazy about the art. It's very weird. And all I can tell you, it's another post-apocalyptic thing. Where people are just blowing up shit all over the world. And there's this one guy who seems to be like into witchcraft, but he can only do his craft when he's having sex. So he goes to a brothel and this girl blows him while he's doing his magic. And that's as far as I got. I haven't gotten past that yet. But that's another Black Mask book, God Killer, which I'll probably finish reading as soon as we're done recording, because I was almost done.
Yeah, I have another Black Mask that I haven't read, but I don't remember what the title of it was.
And I read Deathstroke number 1 by Tony Daniel. He does the art and the story. And that was really good. I really liked it. He basically is off to Russia to kill a target. And that target named Possum is pretty powerful. He's got like healing abilities just like Deathstroke. Deathstroke has the Wolverine abilities to heal, but they're a lot slower than Wolverine. Whereas you shoot a bullet in Wolverine and he can recover pretty quick. Deathstroke takes a while. But he meets a rendezvous with Angelica, who's a Russian agent undercover over there for him. And she's a criminal, really. And he teams up with her to go after Possum. And then things kind of backfire, and Possum actually takes him out pretty bad, even though he gave Possum like a sword to the mouth. Possum still lives through that and heals. and blows up the building that he's in, and then stabs him. And the interesting thing about this is he's going, as he goes after Deathstroke bloodingly goes to this location of one of his handlers, and he meets up with Ai Ching, who's a Wonder Woman person. Like, when Wonder Woman had the white jumpsuit in the 70s, Ai Ching was her trainer because she had lost her powers at the time. So they've introduced Ai Ching into the New 52. And when he looks in the mirror, he doesn't look like the same person. So he's like, who the fuck am I? What did you do to me? He doesn't look like Deathstroke anymore. But that was good.
I heard that was good. I didn't get that. I think that was a full month for me, so I got cut. But having some big months lately.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff coming out now. It sucks. Too many great comic books.
Too many number ones. It's actually a worse atmosphere for your buying habits because...
I know, because no one's doing ongoing now. They're just doing miniseries.
And then they relaunch them with number ones.
Yeah, number ones all the time. Son of a bitch. Although, looking through previews this month, it seems like a lighter month for me. Finally. Man, like last month, stupid Valiant had like four trades or something.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch.
And I think this month they have another hardcover. I don't know if you get those, but
no, I don't get that.
The deluxe hardcovers.
Yeah. Yeah, last month.
Valiant's, though, like on schedule. Do you know what I mean? As soon as they get five issues, they trade it. I mean, it's like bang.
Yeah, they're coming out. They come out, yeah, regularly. With regularity. Hey, I read a DC comic book.
All right.
I read Batgirl Future's End.
Oh, I'm glad you did, because I was gonna talk about that one next.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I don't remember. I only picked up like a handful of the Future's End ones, but this is one of the ones I picked up. And I really liked it. I thought it was good.
I thought it was fantastic. It was. I think it was probably in my top five of the
Future's End.
The event, yeah.
Yeah, I would agree. It's probably one of the better ones I've read, if not my favorite so far.
I read it a little out of order, I think, because I read Batgirl after I read Birds of Prey. And I think it was a little out of order because they introduced Batgirl and Birds of Prey, and you don't know what her backstory is. Like, you don't know why she's dressed the way she is, why she's a little stronger, or, you know, stuff like that. But they did a really good job of Batgirl history too, because if you're a freak like me and you just love DC history, you get a little bit of everything, because there's like a league of Batgirls, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And but the cool thing is Jim or James Jr., the serial killer that's Barbara's sister, 2 years into the future, Barbara is ready to settle down and she's ready to marry the man of her dreams.
It's like her, is there a wedding night or a party?
Yeah, it's
or
like
something?
Her wedding night or party aftermath, and things are looking good for Barbara. And then James Jr. shows up and he's basically, I'm going to shoot either one of you, but if your husband jumps off the building right now, I will
spare your life.
I'll spare your life. And Barbara thinks she has enough time to move, stop the bullet, and then save her husband from falling to his death. And that doesn't work. It kills her husband, and then she goes into this funk where she
her husband jumps off the building.
Yeah. Because he loves his wife. He's like, oh, you're going to save Barbara? I'll jump off the building, you know?
Yeah. He didn't even like try and fight it though. He was like,
"No, he did." And
he's like, "Okay, I'll jump.
I'll jump off the building." And then she goes and trains with Bane, which is interesting. So you get this impression that she's injecting venom into her system.
Yeah, well, she's training with him for a while, and she's like, I want to become you. And she's like, well, if you want to become me, you got to do this.
Yeah. So that's where the venom comes in place. And Bane thinks that she's injecting the venom in her, but in herself, but she's not. And then she's got the League of Batgirls, and this is where it gets really interesting, because the Batgirls are currently, well, in DC continuity right now, we have Spoiler, and Spoiler becomes Batgirl. And in DC history pre-52, Spoiler became Robin. So we have Spoiler becoming Batgirl. We have Cassandra Cain, which was a Batgirl. She was the one that didn't talk much. She's a Batgirl, and she's the badass fighter. Like, you, if you see the fight scene where there's a lot of ass kicking, it's Cassandra that's kicking ass. Mm-hmm. And then you got a really smart one, which is Lucius Fox's daughter. And if you know, Luke is Batwing right now. So his daughter also takes on with the Batman family, and she's a Batgirl, and she's kind of like the brains. She's like the Oracle, but yeah, she's not well trained.
And she, well, she's young, right? When she like,
yeah,
12?
she's like 12 years old. Yeah.
She was awesome too.
Yeah. But it was, I mean, for people that love Batgirl, Gail Simone just laid it all out there. It was good.
And there's a lot in there too. I mean, this is a good read in terms of density. There's a lot of story there. Because they're talking about the past, her past with Bane, and then they're talking about the future with the different Batgirls and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And her leading them. It was good. It was really well done.
And it was tied in a little bit to Birds of Prey, because Black Canary runs into Barbara as she's wearing her new, like, Bane-looking costume. As she's going after a person that's enslaving women, or trafficker, that's what they call him now, is a sex trafficker of women. So she breaks up the sex trafficking, goes after this one guy who's well thought of in public. She's supposedly a good guy, and Batgirl is there protecting him. But once she learns that he's a bad guy and he's been trafficking women, she says, hey, Black Canary, you can go and do your thing. And the interesting thing about Birds of Prey is she's now in charge of, like, the League of Assassins, except it's like the League of Prey or whatever you want to call it. And all she recruits is females. So we don't know what happened to Ra's al Ghul, but he's no longer a player, and she's kind of taken that away from him. In the future, 5 years into the future, and now has her own Birds of Prey unit. And a lot of times she recruits, like, abused women to be fighters in her, and they're very loyal to her, and they're pretty badass fighters, just like an Arrow. And it was a good comic as well. Not as good as Batgirl, but it was a good one.
Do you know how long after the Batgirl story it took place?
No, you don't get any sense of that.
Of the time. But it was obviously soon after.
Yeah.
Or sometime after. Cool. And I like the art in Batgirl, too.
Yeah, it was really good. They're good stories. I enjoyed them.
I got a couple more things I read.
Sure.
I read God Hates Astronauts, number one.
I did that one too.
This is the second God Hates Astronauts series. And I think at the beginning of this one, they kind of summarize, or at some point they summarized the first one.
Yeah, there's kind of like two panels or something.
Yeah, where they talk about how the flaming horsehead guy came to be. Because the main character is a guy who was a superhero who, I can't remember how he got beat up so bad that his head was all deformed because, like, every bone in his head got broken. And then he ended up losing his head. And then he merged with the ghost of a horse. So he has a flaming ghost horse head now. And then, yeah.
And then they go after these farmers with like, they have these silo looking things that like farms would have, where they, I think those things do hay or something like that, right? They're actually spacecraft.
Yeah, the farmers are turning their silos into spacecraft. And apparently this is like an epidemic problem. The astro farmers, so they're trying to stop all these astro farmers. And then the story's about this one of the astro farmers who falls in love with a chicken.
That's pretty bad. It's like a female body with a chicken head.
Yeah. Well, first he fell in love with the chicken.
Oh, and what? He was fucking did like the chicken. That's right.
Yeah, he's fucking the chicken, and then he did like a Frankenstein type thing where I think he was trying to transfer the chicken's brain into the woman's body, but it ended up they switched heads. So now it's a woman with a chicken head. So then there's a big fight between the good guy team and the astro farmers. Basically, he throws like all this crazy, like any crazy thing he can think of, I think he throws into these comics.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm trying to remember who all the characters are. There's the Impossible, who's this woman with an upside down head. And then there's what's his face, Carl. What's that dude's name?
I don't remember, and I don't have the book in front of me.
I think it was like on Family Matters or something like that. Like the actor.
I didn't watch Family Matters. Urkel?
Is that the Urkel show? Yeah, I think it's the father, Carl or something.
Carl. Anyway. Was Urkel's father?
I don't know, something like that. And then there's I'm flipping through it now trying to remember it. Oh yeah, then there's a walrus. Oh yeah, and then it starts out the whole thing starts because the farmer's silo ship hits the hamburger eating tiger or the tiger eating a cheeseburger's.
And that's actually his name.
Yeah, tiger eating a cheeseburger. And then there, because he was working with the crab headed people. Were people with just crabs for heads?
Yes.
Pretty outrageous. I actually like this more than I liked the first volume, so I think he's.
I liked it too. I can't describe why I liked it because I didn't find it like laugh out loud funny. It was more like ridiculous. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I did read issue 1 and 2. Because I was able to prick up a second print of issue number 1 and decided to try it. I like the art. I like the way he draws.
Yeah.
More so than the story right now.
Yeah, it's goofy. I did read a couple trades. The first one is Angie Bongiolotti. By Mike Dawson.
Well, you're gonna have to IM me the name of that because I ain't gonna.
Yeah, I don't know why. So it's named after the main character Angie, and her name is Angie Bongiolotti. I think he should have chosen a different name for the book.
I have a feeling that won't be in my database.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Oh, it is, son of a bitch.
Well, there you go.
Angie by Secret Acres.
Yep, Secret Acres. So this is by Mike Dawson, who did Freddy and Me and Troop, what was it, 142, I think. So this is his new trade. It's kind of weird, because it's about this girl, Angie. She's, I say, in her 20s. She works for, the story takes place just at the start of the internet boom, or not of the internet boom, but the start of the internet, where they're developing an e-learning product. Like, she works for a company that's bringing out this e-learning product. The first, like, one of the first of its kind. So this is like a new thing. Like, they're actually funded by like a venture capitalist who wants to, like, this is his pet project where he wants to develop this idea of e-learning. So part of the story is her and her coworkers at this company, and then part of the story is she takes one of her coworkers, this dude who kind of has a crush on her, to this political rally because she's really into, I can't remember what at this point in this point in history what they're actually protesting. I don't remember offhand. But anyway, so it gets into this political thing where they're protesting. Oh, it's like
sheep.
What's that?
Women's right to vote.
Nah, it's not that old. Women could vote like in the 90s, I think. It's kind of unclear. No, like, what's that? The money people, like the international money.
The money people. The 1%?
Money people. No, it's like before the 1%.
The international money people.
World Economic Forum. What's the thing? Like,
I don't know, man.
G5 or something?
That sounds like a station. GTV.
GTV. Yeah, they're protesting MTV. For not playing music videos. Anyway, so part of this book is like the political side where you're learning all the political values of these people and protesters. And then part of it is just learning about their lives, their past and their future and working for this company. So I enjoyed it. The story kind of like meanders between like the political side and the personal side. And then there's their relationships. And then there's some, and getting into their past and stuff, but so the story kind of meanders a bit. But overall, I liked it. It was an interesting story and learning about these people and their lives. So, and I like Mike Dawson's art too. So, I enjoyed it. I liked it.
Cool deal. What else do you got?
I also read. I got this from the library because I always meant to read it, but I never did. Greendale, Neil Young's Greendale, written by Joshua Dysart, with art by Cliff Chang.
I actually like Dysart. I just didn't know. I just don't like Neil Young. So.
Yeah, that's why I never picked it up because I'm not a Neil Young fan. But they had it at the library, so I said, hey, I might as well grab it and read it. So I guess Greendale was a concept album of Neil Young's, and he also made a movie about it, and I think it's also been a book maybe. So this is the comic version of the story, and I don't know how much of it is like based on Neil Young's story and how much of it is Joshua Dysart, or if it's just Joshua Dysart writing the story in comic book form. But anyway, it's about the Green family, who there's a weird history with the Green family where all the women in the family seem to disappear at some point in their lives. So this story is about the main character's son, Green, and she's kind of, it's about her really trying to find herself because she has this history and no one will really tell her about the women who have gone missing in the past. And it's about her. So it's kind of, it's a little confusing. So it's about her. And at the time the story takes place, we're getting into, it was the whole thing with Iraq and going to war with Iraq and the weapons of mass destruction and all that. And so the book is partially about protesting the war because they believe that it was just that the real reason for the war was because of the oil. And the other part of the story is she has like a connection to nature and can see this one dude who I assume is like the Neil Young of the story, who he's kind of like a a devil almost, and he can control people at certain times in the story. But basically, it's about this woman kind of discovering herself and her place in the universe. I liked it. The story itself as a whole was okay, but the dialogue and everything, because it was Dysart, was really well done. And the characters were interesting. And I like the art a lot, but I mean, you know, Cliff Chang is knows what he's doing, so. So it was enjoyable. It's not a must-read, but certainly if you're a Neil Young fan.
It's a must-read if you could get it at your library.
Yeah, if it's at your library, it's worth a read. And one thing I did like in it, at the very beginning, they put a family tree so you can see where all the characters... Because it's a pretty big cast, like about 20 different people, so it's nice to have the family tree so you can look back and figure out who's related to who and how.
Yeah.
I like it when they do that. For old people like me who can't remember.
Can't remember what they're protesting.
What are they protesting? What's that agency?
You could remember if there's a weapon with a lot of balls and dicks on it, but you can't remember what they're protesting.
Now I have to look. Now you're making me. Now I'm going to look up to see what they're protesting.
Oh, there goes the web quality now. There's a Google search. If you can't hear anything,
G4, yeah, I think it's G4. The G4 summit. Wait, is that it? Son of a bitch. What is the G4 summit?
I don't even know what the G4 thing is. But I'm not the best on news.
G4 nations comprising Brazil, Germany, India, and Japan are four countries. I don't know if that's what I'm thinking of. G8.
G6. It's like we're playing bingo with G5.
P5. I think it's P5. You got anything else?
No more. No more mutants. I read All New Ghost Rider, which I'm liking. I don't remember if you tried that or not, but that Tad Moore can draw. I mean.
Oh, the new.
Yeah, the All New Ghost Rider with the guy that drives the car.
Yeah, I read the first one.
Yeah, I'm liking that.
Yeah, I like the first one. I think, I'll read the trade of that one.
I heard it's going to be canceled, but I like it. It's good stuff.
I did read a trade I didn't like.
What was it?
We don't like to bring down. We don't like to talk bad about comics because comics are awesome.
But what did you not like?
I didn't like Moon Knight, the Warren Ellis Moon Knight.
Oh, those done in ones.
Yeah, I like the first issue, but
then it went south.
I thought,
and then
so.
It went north, and then it went east, and then it went west. I don't know.
Did you read it?
I read the first two issues, and I really liked the first one. I was excited
about
where it was going, and then the second one, I was like, what the fuck just happened? Because it was told from the perspective of a sniper kind of thing.
Yeah.
And then I haven't read the rest of them, but okay. Yeah, I do know that the writer changed to Brian Woods, so I'm looking forward to that.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't like it because, well, like you said, each one is a done-in-one, which isn't necessarily bad, but I don't know. I was hoping for more of an ongoing story.
And they felt really different, and I don't know if he purposely did that because he's, you know, multi-personality type disorder, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if he purposely did that because of Moon Knight's ability to be all these different people. But I don't know.
Yeah, and the other thing I didn't like is some of the issues were really decompressed. Like, there was a couple of them that you could read, like, in 5 minutes.
Mm.
just fly through. Like, there wasn't not a lot even happened in them.
Was that one you bought or got at the library?
I got the library. Got the trade at the library. That's one good thing. My library does a good job of getting, like, Marvel and DC trades, so.
That's pretty good. Then you don't have to buy them, and if you do like it a lot, you could go buy it later.
Yep.
So, TV or movies? Are you all caught up on Gotham?
I am not, but I'm fairly caught up. I think I just have the latest one to watch.
Oh, the latest one's good.
I'm loving it so far. Man, the guy who plays Penguin is awesome.
Well, it even gets better. Wait till you see the cliffhanger of the next episode. Yeah, you'll like that one. Yeah, I don't want to spoil it, but I think that's consistently my favorite. I don't know why. I just really like... I love the guy that plays Harvey Bullock. And they really build up on his past in this next episode.
Yeah, well, he's
really like him.
He's long been one of my favorite actors, so.
I think he's great. He's great in that show. And they had a lot of interesting concepts on there that we'll have to talk about. The Flash has been really good.
Yeah, I've enjoyed The Flash as well.
They introduced some rogues, some key rogues in this one. Captain Cold and Heatwave. So we've had the Weather Wizard, Captain Cold, Heatwave, the Mist, who's kind of like a Starman villain.
Okay.
And I can't remember who the other one was. There's one other, I think.
Oh, not, I haven't watched the last one, so. Who was in the last one?
Captain Cold.
Well, maybe I did see that one then. Maybe I ain't caught up on Flash.
Well, at the end of the Captain Cold one, he had stolen his gun because Cisco created the gun, I think because he was afraid of what the Flash could do. So he created a weapon that would freeze his cells and be able to stop the Flash. And that weapon was stolen, and Captain Cold got a hold of it. And it was pretty – he was a good Captain Cold, but at the same time he stole another weapon – which was a heat weapon, which was the one he looked at first, and that he stole that weapon and gave it to Heatwave. So they're farming the rogues, which is pretty cool. And I'm all caught up on American Horror Story Freak Show, and those were really, really good episodes featuring it was a character that haunted the freaks, and he's got like a head in back of his head, like a little demon that's attached to his head.
Attached to his head, yeah.
And so that is a two-part episode. And what's interesting about Freak Show is it seems they seem to let that show run like weird times. Like sometimes it's an hour and 20 minutes with commercials. Sometimes it's an hour and 5 minutes. Sometimes it's an hour and 35 minutes. It's,
really?
Yeah, it's very weird. And this last one was a shorter one, but it actually told the origins of like four or five of the main shows or characters in the Freak Show. And that was really interesting. So I'd recommend that one. Plus you learn about the clown too. That creepy clown with the funny mouth. Are you watching that? Or you don't get FX, right?
No, I don't have that. I have to watch that on DVD later.
At the library.
I'll get it from the library. Library.
And I watched Constantine, which is a pretty good...
I haven't seen that yet. I haven't had time to watch that one.
I haven't seen the second episode yet, but I saw the first one. And Arrow continues to be awesome. And anybody that knows good TV should be watching Arrow.
I don't know. I don't know, after you've seen how it should, it could be done with Gotham and Flash.
No, no, but I've actually read books and I've studied TV very well, many years of TV, and it's doing it right. I've studied it, so you have to listen to me.
Yeah, if you want to see, just watch stories about a bunch of rich people being mad at each other.
I'm going to edit this out. Replace it with something else.
Flash. No. Arrow is the best.
There you go.
I have seen.
There you go. I edited it.
Wait, what'd you just make me say? I'm only messing with these episodes or these recordings. Yeah, I haven't watched. What did I watch? I did watch.
What Canadian show did you watch this week?
I watched the Canadian show called Seed.
Seed.
Which is a terrible name, but it was a good show. Unfortunately, it only lasted two episodes. It was on the CW, and there was two episodes, and then they canceled it.
Wow.
And it was sitting on my DVR, so I finally watched them, and it was really good. So good, in fact, that I ordered the DVD.
Of two episodes?
Yes, but...
You ordered a DVD of two episodes?
No, they released a DVD because it's a Canadian show, so they had actually two seasons in Canada. So I ordered the first season.
Oh, I thought you just ordered
the two. The two episodes were so awesome, I'm going to be watching them over and over again. No, so it's a stupid title and a kind of a stupid premise. It's about a guy who donated his sperm at a lot of sperm banks. And
I was going to guess that just based on the title.
Just on the title.
Yeah, I'm going to shoot my seed.
Yeah, he shot a seed all over town. And he put on the application form that he was like went to MIT or something, or he was really smart and has like a high IQ and all that.
He was lying?
Yeah, he was lying. He works in a bar. And he's kind of an idiot. Anyway, so at first this kid shows up, this dude shows up claiming to be his son, and then at the end of the first episode, a girl shows up, so now he has these two kids, and so it's about him and these two kids who are, he's now involved in their lives because he's their biological father. It's a comedy. It's funny. I liked it, so. I'll be able to watch the rest of it now. I don't know why CW... Well, I know why they canceled it, probably because no one was watching it, but...
Yeah, they don't want to watch a show about sperm.
I know.
That attracted you to the show. This is a Canadian show about sperm?
Sperm?
I'm all over it.
A sperm show? I've been waiting for a show about sperm. Canadian sperm.
That sounds like something that you'd be scripting.
Yes, but for some reason the CW wants to spend their money on shows about rich people complaining and whining to one another.
What are you referring to?
About how they're in love with each other, but they can't be in love. It'd be wrong.
It's a great show. And I really wish you understood TV.
And they just say, oh, I can't. I'm too pretty to go out with you. Let me put it on.
You sound like Barb. What the hell? Have you been collaborating?
Mother, you don't understand.
I'm going to have to edit, and I never edit shows, but...
And if I disguise my voice, no one will recognize me.
It's all about comic books and disbelief. Suspension of disbelief.
I don't mind suspension of disbelief. I like...
I no, mind. You're up watching some...
sperm show.
You're pretentious watching some sperm show. And then you have to read a comic book about the... some protests.
That's right.
Some political protests. You can't even remember what they're protesting.
Doesn't matter what they're protesting. You understand.
Any other TV? Modern Family was good with the Halloween episode.
Oh, I don't think I saw the Halloween. Wait, did I see that one?
Every year they have a good Halloween episode, and it's usually the one family that likes to have the haunted houses. And this time they have the crazy neighbor.
I don't think I saw that one.
That's yet. Good. It's good. Can't think of any other TV I watched. Any movies? Oh, you did? What did you watch?
Well, I'm trying. I watched a couple of the newer shows, but I'm blanking on what they are. I need to
write things down.
Yeah, I need to write things down. I wonder if I can access my DVR.
I wonder if I can Google, what did I watch this week? I watched.
Watch some of the newer shows.
What did Bill Boomer watch this week? Let's see what the Google says.
Hey, what does the Google say? Oh, it's freezing up.
Oh, so no. Much. You must have, like, it's your modem. It goes like, dee, 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 and then you're connected. Your AOL online is not connecting properly. I only watched one movie.
What did you watch?
I watched Fury, which was a World War II tank movie. And it was really, really good. I really liked it. They had some really tense scenes, and the acting in it was really, really good.
Is that for DC Noise?
What?
The movie? Was that a movie challenge?
No.
That sounds like a Keith suggestion.
Fury's at the theater.
Oh, it's a new one?
It's with the Brad Pitt. Yeah. It's Brad Pitt, the guy who played Shane on Walking Dead, and... who else is in it? Oh, Shia LaBeouf. Yeah, it's really a good movie. It's out now. You can go to the theater tonight and see it. You haven't heard of Fury?
I have. I just, it's a stupid title, so I forgot it.
A tank's name was Fury.
They should have come up with a better title.
Why?
That's their downfall. Let's see how much money it made. $16 billion.
$16
billion? Fury? No, I'm just kidding. Fury, it's too generic. What's getting good reviews, though? Maybe it'll do okay. Where do I see how much money it made?
Probably in the same place that you'll find what corporation they were protesting.
Oh, $50 million. That's pretty good. Opening weekend, $24 million. That's pretty good. All right, take it back. That's an excellent name for a movie. Let's just call it Brad Pitt's Fury. Co-starring Shia LaBeouf as Bible.
Yeah, he's the guy that quotes the Bible a lot. He's got a heavy accent. He's kind of hard to understand, especially if you got bad hearing. The guy who played Shane in Walking Dead was really good. He would be the one to launch the turret on the tank, and Shia LaBeouf was the guy who would fire. And Brad Pitt was kind of the commander of it, and the other two guys would control the guns on the side of the tank. It was a good movie.
You say it was World War II?
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, I have to check that one out.
Check it out at the library.
Fury, I'm going to put on hold right now. I watched Oh, wait, did you say you had another movie?
Or
you
no, want, do my... that's the only one that I had.
You haven't watched much?
No, because I'm watching too much TV.
I know, because there's 14 DC shows on now.
That's right.
And Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which has been good this season. Not as good as last season. Man, the second half of last season was so awesome.
I thought it was not very good. Like, Arrow makes that show look like
you never. You didn't watch the second half of it.
I did. I jumped season back one? On. I jumped back on three fucking times. And I was like, oh, people are saying after the Captain America movie it got good. And I watched a couple episodes and it had fucking the guy from King of Queens on there. And I'm like, what the fuck is this bullshit?
Yeah, that was good. Fantastic. Okay,
I'm glad you like it, though. If they make it for you, that's great.
Yeah, it's good because it's like about superheroes and fighting evil, and it's not about like rich people looking in the mirror and going to parties and going to board meetings. It's awesome.
I'm not gonna put myself to your level. That's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna step above and just say that show's not
rise right. above.
I'm gonna rise above this.
Yes, I watched a movie. In sticking apparently with my theme of
sperm
choices, it's called Sex Tape.
Oh.
Starring, what's that dude's name? Jason?
What's I know who it is. I just can't think of his name.
Well, it's Cameron Diaz and Jason Segel. Yeah. So this is a, they play a married couple with two kids, and their sex life has not been good ever since they had kids. And I think their kids are, I don't know, like 10 and something. So they decide to, in order to spice up their sex life, they're going to make a sex video for themselves. And they decide they want to do every position in the Joy of Sex book. So they do that, and then he records it on his iPad, and it accidentally syncs to all the iPads he used to own, which he has given away. So now all these people have copies of the sex tape, and now they're trying to run around and retrieve their iPads.
It's in the cloud.
Yeah, they use that joke many times. It's in the cloud. Like, you don't even know what the cloud is, do you? So they end up... So those two are in it. Rob Corddry, is that his name? The guy from Hot Tub Time Machine. The guy who was going to kill himself in Hot Tub Time Machine. And...
I'm looking for Barbara Myers and Michael Myers.
They're not here right now, sorry.
Would you be able to give them that?
Sure.
You answering the door?
Yeah. See, that's what... There's just somebody at the door with the voting thing, I think.
Oh, political thing?
Yeah. See, yeah. The nice thing about having a wireless...
You can see answer that? The door.
and then it gets all recorded. See how professional... And then you could probably hear him say, is Mike or Barbara Myers here? And I said, no.
No. That's what you always say. More lessons. The lessons continue on this show.
Well, the only reason I answered it is because I thought for some reason Barb said that one of our friends was bringing back. You know how kids sell like those coupon books? I don't know if they do that over where you're at. Yeah. But they sell like entertainment books where you get coupons.
Sure.
They cost like $30, and then you could, if you use the coupons, you probably save like $100. And I thought it was them dropping off. Yeah, delivering the book. And instead of looking through the peephole like a smart person, see this is what you don't do. You look through the peephole. You don't just answer the door.
Yeah, never answer the door
to a stranger. and then get a voting registration thing. But it's like our last day to vote, and we're voting. But I think Tuesday is the last day to vote. And if you, the lesson that you should learn is if you vote, to put your ballot in immediately. That way they don't bug you with shit like this. That's lesson learned.
Many lessons. And if you answer the door, make sure you look through the peephole so you know who you're answering. And if they ask if you're home, tell them you're not home.
Yeah. Is Mike or Barbara Myers here? No.
The same thing you do on the phone. If they ask if you're home, say no.
This is like a how-to podcast.
Yeah.
It tells you a lot.
Very informative.
How to vote, how to answer the door.
Don't forget to vote, kids. Even though you'll be listening to this after the vote.
Yeah. Well, you could have your kids listen to this in the future sometime.
Yeah, they will learn many things.
They will learn from you.
Yes. So I was watching this movie called Sex Tape.
Yes. And we got to the part where we were talking about them getting it onto the cloud.
Yeah, so they go around to collect it, and they go to see Rob Corddry, who I was saying is the guy from Hot Tub Time Machine. And they go to see Rob Lowe and a bunch of people, and Jack Black. So there's a bunch of big-name comedy guys in it. So I would say it's an enjoyable movie, and it was funny. But, I mean, it's pretty lighthearted. So, if you're looking for just a fun, not too serious movie, this is a good one.
Did Melanie watch that?
No, she did not watch it.
That surprises me. That sounds like it would be a Melanie movie. Like, that you could watch together. That wasn't about dystopian future. Or Canadian.
That's true. There's no deaths or anything in it. That is a good point. You get to see a lot of butts, too. If you ever wanted to see Jason Segel's butt or Cameron Diaz's butt.
Nice. I think I do want to see Cameron Diaz's butt.
Yeah, you get to see her butt.
And I've been dying to see Jason Segel's butt, although I've already seen it a couple times.
There's lots of his butt. You get to see a little more of Jason Segel than you probably intended on seeing. But yeah, you get to see it, all right.
Are there dicks?
No dicks.
Ah.
Butt cracks, though. Too much butt crack. If you want to see a lot
of butthole.
Hello.
Hey. Technical difficulties.
I know. What happened?
I don't know. I don't know if it was on my end, but the signal strength went to nothing, like, all of a sudden. And it must have been that guy that I told him I didn't exist. And
he deleted you from the system, yeah.
Yeah. So that's another lesson. Don't lie to people.
I thought it was because I was talking about Jason Segel's butt.
Well, I had heard about all the crack that was in it, all the butt crack.
Butt cracks.
And then it was weird. It was. Did you get kicked off too?
No, I don't know. It just tried to reconnect with you and couldn't.
This was the weird thing. Is it tried to reconnect with you and then couldn't, and then the signal strength was red in Skype.
Yeah, that's what I had too.
Then I hung up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, what the fuck? And then I re-logged in and it was still red. And I said, oh, fuck it. I'm going to kill Skype and then come back in. And then when I killed Skype, it said updating Skype.
Yeah, that's exactly what mine did.
And I was like, son of a bitch, what the fuck is it? Did they push a patch that knocked everybody off?
I think that's what they did. Yeah, they pushed out a patch and it disconnected everyone who's talking. Yeah, that's exactly what happened to me. So I hung up on you and then... Yeah, for the status, it still showed it red, and it couldn't. I tried to like test now, and it couldn't figure out what the connection speed.
Yeah.
So I restarted, and then it said, "Updating
updating Skype, and then you have to wait for it to update. And then I logged back in, and then everything was okay. But then it even took a while for like people's status to update. I don't know if it did that to you too, but once it logged in, like you didn't show up as green. You showed up as like white with a little green bar next to it. And then eventually it started to populate and you showed up again. So, yes.
So now you're learning about Skype.
Yes, we are here to inform you of everything we to might, do and not to do.
We might as well just list ourselves as an educational podcast on the iTunes.
I think so.
Network.
I think so. They should eat lots of donuts.
Yes, class dismissed.
So what else is going on?
I don't know. You got any food topics? I ate some delicious smoked sprats yesterday.
Sprats.
Yeah.
I look like a goober as I'm podcasting because I answered the door like this. I'm going to post it on Facebook. I answered the door because my hair is like really long and it is fucked up and I had to put on a hat. So I answered the door like this. I was talking to the guy. I'm going to post it on Facebook right now so you can look at what a goober I look like. And I had my cross shirt on.
Nice. He's probably like, he probably knew you were Mike Myers, but he was afraid. Saw the shirt and the hat. Cross shirt. What a beautiful thing.
And I'm just going to say recording with Bill Boomer with my wireless headsets.
I have to look on. I'm trying to think if I ate any other food, delicious food. I ate some. It did go trick or treating on Halloween, which seemed like a good night to go trick or treating. It was damn cold here. It was in the 30s and windy.
What were you dressed as?
I was dressed as a skeleton.
Oh, really? Did you get... Are you serious? Or are you just like fucking... Just because you're skinny as shit. And you'll need...
That's every day.
You just took your shirt off.
I...
Boo.
Yes, I put my Speedo on and walked around. And everyone ran in fear. Nice hair.
Did you wear a skeleton?
Well, it was so cold out and windy that I decided to put on my... I have one of those, like, neoprene or whatever face masks.
Yeah.
That I use for, like, snow blowing and stuff. And it has a skull on it. So I wore my skull and had, like, a hoodie on.
You look like a gangbanger.
So I was a gangbanger / skeleton. And we went out trick-or-treating. It was cold. It snowed in the morning. And
there was some 31st. Shrinkage going on, I bet. It
probably was. Good thing I chose not to expose myself this year. Not after last year. I learned my lesson.
Last year, you were a true skeleton.
I learned that the police do not have a sense of humor.
Did Melanie when it comes dress to
costumes.
Up?
No, she did not. She stayed home and handed out candy to orphans.
And your kids, what did they go as?
My son was Thor.
Nice.
Yes. His choice, too.
You should be proud.
I was proud. A little tear dripped down my naked body. I mean, my skeleton costume. And my daughter was Darth Vader.
Oh, nice. That's another good choice.
She wasn't going to go, but then she decided at the last minute to go.
Well, that's good. Did it turn out to be good times? Did you get candy?
We got lots of candy. It was good. It was cold, but it was good.
I wish you could have trick-or-treated over here. I'd have given you some candy.
Oh, thank you. What did you guys give out? Some good stuff?
We gave out lots of candy, but there wasn't a lot of trick-or-treaters, so I would have, like, just dumped the candy bag and I'd have said, hey, go off, skeleton naked man.
There's a naked guy. Take all the candy.
Take all the candy! Such a great costume. That would have been funny because we had somebody come to the door, and she was dressed like it was our neighbor, and they're into farming and stuff, and she was dressed as Bo Peep, and she had a sheep with her. So that would have been a naked guy right next to a sheep.
Well, what?
That'd have been, what the fuck?
Guess what I am?
It's a sheep raper over here. A guy in a skull mask that's naked with his cross shirt on.
I should like follow. Yeah, I should follow behind them. So first they'll come to your door and leave, and then I'll ring your doorbell and I'll be like, "Have you guys seen a sheep? I'm seeing missing my sheep. I don't know what happened."
You fit right in with cross right there with your cross face.
Yeah, put a cross on my face.
Where's my sheep?
Yeah, kids, if you want an easy, quick costume, just put a red cross on your face. Take off your clothes, put a red cross on your face.
Damn it.
Just go out on the street. You're done.
I do not endorse that.
Go to the party.
That is all Bill. If you're a kid, you shouldn't be listening to this damn show.
Kids do not read comic books. Although, I've started getting SpongeBob comics for my son monthly.
And he likes those.
They're really well done. They do a good job on the SpongeBob comics. They're actually entertaining to me.
Good.
And I'm not a big SpongeBob fan. But the comics are very funny.
I found out I like corn nuts.
You didn't know if you liked corn nuts or not?
Well, I didn't used to like them. I thought they tasted like meat. But I guess I've acquired the
taste. What? You thought they tasted like meat?
Feet.
Oh, feet.
Like dirty socks. So I have acquired the taste to liking feet, I guess.
You should try blue cheese.
That blue cheese I will never like because of the texture.
Really, the texture?
Yes.
So, corn nuts, do you like regular corn nuts or flavored corn nuts?
I like to mix them. Like Barb got the chili corn nuts, and then
yeah, those are good.
Original corn nuts.
That sounds good.
So that I did eat something different because I was damn hungry.
You said, "Fine, I'll eat the feet." Are you afraid when you put it the first one in your mouth?
No, I was hungry.
You just give me food. Doesn't matter. Yeah, I won't even taste it. I'll be eating so fast. You should have saved. See, if you had saved some of those donuts, you could have had donuts today.
I would have, yeah, if I would have eaten half a donut.
Sometimes I'll have half of a, is it Bavarian? The cream one?
I think there's the custard.
Yeah, Boston cream, is that
Boston it? Cream, yeah.
And sometimes I'll have half of one of those.
What the fuck?
And a half and for later.
That is totally fucked up because the custard falls all the fucking side out.
Just a little bit. You just lick it up.
That's not good. You're joking. You can't eat half a Boston cream. If Daryl will beat the shit out of you if you said that. He would bludgeon you to death.
Just cut it in half. Eat it with your fork.
You don't eat donuts with a fork. The fuck is that?
Didn't it's they like do that on candy Seinfeld?
Bar. That was a candy bar.
Yeah, candy bar.
All right. Well, I think we're ready to wrap this up.
All right.
You've been listening to Geek Brunch.
Correct.
The NFL episode.
Right.
We hope you Enjoy the sports coverage. Right now, Arizona was winning 14-10 on Dallas.
There you go.
Yes.
14-10.
Now they're up 21-10. See, I turned around and answered the door, and now Arizona's up 21-10. And they just got Dallas just got intercepted. Oh, wow. So you just heard that. And you can
touchdown episode 214.
You could send your pictures of you as a skeleton to Bill Bomer at Bill at comicbooknoise.com. You could send your Halloween costume, your skeleton costume to Bill Bomer.
Yes.
Or you can tweet him and say, "Hey, Bill Bomer at DBM00, here's my skeleton costume. I'm at Mike Myers Brunch and Mike at comicbooknoise.com, and we are at www.geekbrunchpodcast.com. And you can also find us on Facebook at geekbrunchpodcast.com, where Bill will be posting his skeleton costume. And you can go check that out.
Yes. Actually, I will post that somewhere. Maybe I'll post it to the Facebook page.
There you go. And
I'll blur out my butt crack.
That's what I'll title this one. DC Noise is titled Shit on a Shingle, and this one's titled Butt Crack. And they're going to ban us from fucking iTunes.
Blur butt crack. Blur. It's good. Important to blur your butt crack, kids.
You should never expose your total crack.
No, just blur it.
Blur it.
No one wants to see
it. The phones today have blurring capability.
Yes. Blur your taint. That's important.
That was funny. They were showing the preview for the new movie where they go to Korea. I forget.
Fury.
The two guys that did I can't even think of their name. That were in Superbad, or James Franco, and what's the other guy's name?
Oh yeah.
They're going to Korea as undercover agents, and they were interviewing Rob Lowe at one time. And he took off his wig and he said, "You look like a taint. You look worse than a taint." That reminded me of that. I answered the door, woman, because I thought they were bringing our book. And it was a political ad for you.
For you too, they asked for you?
Yeah. And I said, "No, my woman's busy. They're not here." That's right, I did.
No, he said, "No one's home.
No one's home. These are not the droids." I try to use the Jedi mind trick on him.
"We do not want your taint in our house.
We do not want your taint. This is not the asshole you're looking at." All right. Well, enjoy your Sunday and have a good one.
You too. Thanks for listening, all the children.
Taints for listening. Bye-bye.
Taints for the good times.
And this time I'm going to hang up, but it won't be Skype hanging up on us with the new upgrade. It'll be me clicking the
button. It's solid now.
Right. Yeah. Bye. Solid as a rock. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah.